This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I hope it's a special day for you today. I heard this funny story about a man who decided that life would be more fun if he had a pet. So he went to the pet store. He told the owner that he wanted to buy an unusual pet, and they talked together and he decided on a centipede, which came in a little white box to use for its house. So he took his new friend home, found a good location for the box. And he decided he'd start off by taking his new pet to a restaurant to have dinner. So he asked the pet in the box, the centipede, "Would you like to go out with me to have dinner?" There was no answer. And this bothered him a bit. You see, he was a talking centipede. And he said again, "How about going out for a meal with me?" But there was no answer from this new friend. He waited a few more minutes thinking about it and decided to give him one more chance. This time he put his face against the centipede's house and shouted out, "Hey, you in there, would you like to go with me to have dinner?" And a little voice came out of the box from the centipede. "Patience, man, I heard you the first time. I'm putting on my shoes." Well, patience is something that many of us have trouble with, don't we? From driving down the motorway to coming to a long line of traffic, knowing that you're going to be late, arriving at a long queue in the grocery checkout, we become irritated and annoyed by these delays. We can actually become very impatient. And one person I noticed said patience is the ability to let your light shine after your fuse has blown. It's like looking for an expressway exit when you're heading in the wrong direction, or that second hour of Monopoly, you know, when you're playing, or waiting for the light to turn green and you've spotted an empty parking space across the intersection. Well, patience is a virtue. It comes hard for many of us. It's a quality I think that we admire in other people, perhaps the driver behind us, while we can't stand the driver in front of us. Patience is difficult. Why? Well, we've got things like pride and selfishness and anger that stand between us and patience. I think many of us would have to admit that we find this difficult. Do you know that the Bible actually says something about this? The Bible says it's important to be patient. Why is patience talked about? Simply because God is patient with us. And because that's true, the Bible says that He is patient, we need to be patient with our fellow human beings. It's not always easy. Many of the people we deal with and even have to live with can be obstinate, frustrating, selfish, inconsiderate, impossible to please, and they say and do the wrong things at the wrong time. They unnerve us. And you know what? We're like that ourselves too. I think that we need to realize that patience flows from understanding. And we're too quick to judge. We're too prone to treat other people harshly. I mean, people have their own problems. They've got bills to pay. They might have sick children or difficult spouses or bosses to impress, these kinds of things. So I think in realistically, we need to remember that God is patient and long-suffering, so that means we should give each other a break. So the question is, and I want to talk about it again tomorrow, is, are you a patient person? What patience teaches us most of all, I think also, is that God is still at work. God is at work in our world. He's at work in us. He hasn't finished. He's working there, testing us sometimes, making us think through issues and using situations. And sometimes that's tough to see. It's tough to believe, actually, that God is at work in us. Now, for example, you might have waited and waited and prayed about a particular matter. Things haven't changed. Perhaps the new job hasn't come, or your husband or your wife or your daughter is still sick, is ill. The situation is still the same. But it doesn't change this fact that patience teaches us that God is still at work, and that might be a really hard lesson to learn, but it is the most important lesson to learn. The story is told back in the 19th century of the great New England preacher by the name of Phillips Brooks. He was getting quite frustrated and angry. He was the man that wrote the carol, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." He was normally a fairly calm man, but this day he was irritated, and he said to someone, "Well, look, I'll tell you what's wrong. I'm in a hurry, but God isn't." How true that is. Patience needs to help us to wait. God is still in charge. Well, Heavenly Father, we do acknowledge that we are often impatient people. Just to put that into practice and to care patiently for others, I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.